So we're starting Melachas Gozes. So what we'll do is we'll open off sort of with a general question, which maybe will help us get a little bit about, think a little bit about the gather of the Melacha. Then we'll talk about the Sugin Bechoros, as we did earlier in the year, for the Melachos that are a little bit less relevant lemaisa in the classical case.
Sick, so he's calling in,
oh, you could just listen. Okay. Anyway, we're going to try to focus more on some of the broader questions. I don't know if anyone's sheared a sheep lately. So some of the broad global questions about the nature of the Melacha and the like, which we'll have a chance to do while we see the Sugin Bechoros next. So the question I want to start off with thinking about is, why are you allowed to cut chicken? Right? Let's say I have a thigh and a drumstick. So let's assume for the moment that I'm allowed to cut my drumstick from my thigh. And the question I want to think about is why that is. Why isn't that gozes? So maybe you'll say, because there's no gziza achar misa. Happens to be, that is the...
Why would it be gozes?
What's the difference between taking wool off a sheep and taking a leg off a thigh? Unless you have a whole chicken, I pull off the leg. So I'm pulling off the leg from the rest of the chicken. Why is that different than the wool? So maybe you'll say there's no gziza lachar misa. Happens to be that is the view of Rashi al-Harif. We'll see that soon on the Gemara in Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, where it says tolish chayv mishum gozes. Rashi says that's dafka mechayim. It's also the view we'll see a little later of the Trumas Hadeshen, and I think the Urayim. But the Ramban and most Rishonim reject this. They all hold like the Tosefta, that in the Yisrael Yerushalmi, I think, that says explicitly, your chayev al, it says, atolish min hashelach, so that's the hide of the animal. In other words, after the animal's already been slaughtered, and your tolish from the hide, that too is a violation of gozes. So we assume, certainly, that there is gzizel achar misa. The Ramban points out that's the nafgamina, whether something is chayv mishum oker davar megidulo or gozes. If it's oker davar megidulo, it's only when it's alive. If it's gozes, it's even lachar misa. So anyway, so we paskin certainly that there is gziza lachar misa. So why am I allowed to take off my drumstick? So another possibility is maybe there's no gziza lachar bishul. Since it's already cooked, That can't be really thought of as gozes. So this comes up actually. As Yoni will remember fondly from Karen Biavna, I don't know about other yeshivas in Israel, but the chicken doesn't sometimes comes full of feathers. So let's say
in my day it
didn't?
I don't think so.
I think in our day, my day, they tried to save money on deflecting, there's a word for taking out feathers from a chicken. Anyway, so let's say, you know, you want to take out the feathers. So it's not going to be a bo'er, Shiloh, but leaving aside bo'er, if you pull out the feathers, right? You pull out a feather when the animal's alive, that's a nisur d'oraisa. So what about after it's cooked? So this is actually a machlokas ha-poskim. There are a number of poskim who are makil. Rav Moshe sounds like he's makil. In the Chelak Dalet Ayin Dalet Borer Os Tes, they quote from the Maril Diskin that he was Mekel. Others are Machmir. Certainly that's Pasha. It's not Pasha to be Mekel. Mechtesi, it should be different. So certainly it's not Pasha to simply say that because the chicken is cooked, it's not Gozes.
There like Derech
What's a Heter of Derech Achila? I mean, you have to figure that out. But we don't... Derech Achila is a very... limited heter. So maybe, is there any better answer to this question than saying derech achila than mechatesi? So maybe, now what would I say? The most obvious answer, I guess I didn't start with the obvious answer, is that gziza is all about cutting off, detaching the growth of an animal, whether it's hair or wool or feathers even. Others, these are nails, right? We'll see there's gozes by nails in Isser Deraisa. These are things that grow from the body, and if you cut them off or cut them down or pluck them out, That is gozes. So that's probably the obvious answer to this question. that's intuitively what I would have thought. Why is it not so pashut? So the Gemara talks about cutting nails. That could be an issur d'oraisa. The Gemara also talks about cutting off tzitzin. What are tzitzin? So Rashi, I think, defines tzitzin as cuticles from the nails, meaning to say, still haven't quite figured out. I don't think I have cuticles. But for those of you who do, so tzitzin is a problem. Now maybe you could still look at tzitzin as some type of growth, just like a nail is. I'm not sure. And Rashi happens to say it's only tzitzin, it sounds like tzitzin of the nails. But if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, for example, the Mishnah Berurah says that nail is lav dafka, and who did any skin? A lot of people have a hard time with this halacha. The Mishnah Berurah thinks it's mamish, very chamor shaila if you bite, let's say you bite skin off your lips, right? And it's very hard because if you have chapped lips especially, you could do it very easily without even noticing or thinking too much about it. So the Mishnah Berurah says you pull off any piece of skin, that is gozes. And a deraisa potentially shaila. Now, is that, do you look at skin as a growth? So I certainly intuitively would not think of skin as a growth. It's part of my body, right? Part of my body. It might be true that to some degree skin regenerates. In other words, some parts of the body, if a person cuts off their finger, the finger doesn't grow back. Skin will regenerate to some degree. But still, it's not like something that the body produces, grows. It's just part of your body. And yet, that's at least intuitively the way I would have looked at it. Maybe the Mishnah Berurah doesn't look at it in my way. But intuitively, that's the way I would have looked at skin. And therefore, when did I first, when we started Melechas Gozes, when did I start asking this question as to what is the definition of Gozes, or why isn't cutting the drumstick from the chicken Gozes, when I saw this Mishnah Berurah? How could it be that cutting off a piece of skin is Gozes, and yet, if that's true, so then why? What's the difference between cutting off the skin and cutting off the drumstick? Yeah.
Can't you say that the skin, though, instead of defining it based on what grows back, the real question here is, what's most akin to shearing wool, the skin of something, effectively?
Well, shearing wool, you don't take off the skin.
Well, it looks like the skin. It's like the covering the main part of the body. So for human beings, that's the skin and the hair. For animals, that's the wool and the hides.
Okay.
And that's
so you're suggesting an answer. We have to see if it works. You're suggesting that gziza doesn't mean a growth from the body, but it's the outer level of the body. So if you're right, then you have to figure out why taking the skin off of chicken isn't gozes.
But that's your view, either way.
Well, I haven't answered it. For me, I said, before the Mishnah Berurah, I was good. I said, this is my intuitive definition of the Melacha, was gozes means cutting off growth. And I'm fine with hair and nails and fur and wool and feathers. All those, to me, seem like growth. Mm-hmm. I only had a problem when I got to skin. And so you're right. In other words, I have a problem. Right now I haven't. I'm in the dark, right? I don't know. Why should it be that it's usur to pull off my skin, but we'll say for the chicken, mutter to pull off the chicken skin? Right? We talked about the borer. When we did borer, we were talking all about, can you take off the skin of the chicken, right? I say it should be gozes. Okay. So that's my question. Now, I happen to think that maybe the Taz agrees to me. There's a strange Taz. The Mishnah Berurah even quotes it. The Taz says, it's in Simen Shin Lamed Vav, at the end of Simen Sifkan Chav. So he says that the Taz also says you can't pluck off your skin, right? Like we said from the Mishnah Berurah. You know where the Taz says it? Taz says, you know why you can't pluck off your skin, again, like you said, your, let's say your lips or whatever? Why can't you pluck off a piece of skin? Because people are gidulei karka. Ad kan the Taz. So, Sefer Shabura says, what is he talking about? Where did he come from? So I think that Taz learned like me. I think that Taz said, it's not gozes to take off a piece of skin. So he came up with a very interesting theory. It's kotzer. Kotzer. Yeah, people are gidulei karka. He has a gemara that he thinks says that people are gidulei karka. Okay, so in other words, where is the Taz coming from, right? The Mishnah Berurah thinks the Taz, he thinks the Taz is right, Ladina. He just got the raw, I don't know why he comes onto people being gidulei karka, right? So why did the Taz say this? I think it's because he's learning like me. He's saying, doesn't make sense that cutting off a piece of skin should be gozes. So we have to, there's another malacha, kotzer. Kotzer, right? Everybody, kotzer doesn't require, you're chai for kotzer when you pluck the fruit off of a tree, but if you take a branch off of a tree or you cut down the whole tree, that's also kotzer. Meaning to say, kotzer isn't just on the growth of the plant, it's also the plant. So for kotzer, it's fine. Assuming that you think that people are gidulei karka, then it makes a lot of sense that cutting off your skin would be kotzer. Now, there are problems with that notion. It's not at all obvious that people are gidulei karka. And moreover, some Rishonim hold that even if you're going to start expanding your definition of gidulei karka, let's say to include animals, maybe that's the Rambam Shita for kotzer itself, you need mamish karka. The Ramban, for example, totally rejects this possibility. But I think that's, at the very least, where the Taz is coming from. He's trying to figure out why this would be. Now, so we're assuming we reject the Taz. So we're still wondering what's going on. Why is skin a problem? So I saw in the Orcho Shabbos, in Perek Yud Zayin Har Gimel, he says that he thinks probably pulling a tooth is not gozes. My son asked me this a couple of weeks ago. He's allowed to pull out his tooth on Shabbos. So he thinks probably it's not, because teeth are part of the body. Now, I would have thought that if pulling out teeth isn't gozes, so pulling off skin certainly isn't gozes. But it's sort of interesting, again, talk about where he's coming from in a minute, but this Orcho Shabbos seems to assume, like me, that Gziza requires growth from the body, not body, right? Amputating a limb on Shabbos would not be gozes. Cutting off your chicken wouldn't be gozes. And even pulling out a tooth wouldn't be gozes, which is a sort of a bigger chiddush, because, you know, teeth do sort of resemble growths from the body. Even that wouldn't be gozes. But for some reason or another, he thinks that pulling off your skin is gozes. So I looked back at the Minchas Chinuch. I figured that's a good place to look for getting a geder of the malacha. So this is what the Minchas Chinuch writes. V'nir alid malacha zu de gozes, hu dafka binyanim, shederech ligzos o litlosh migufo, o me beheba, kemo shachash from Harambam, v'tzemer seyar tzipornayim, knaf o tzitzin, d'chol advarim osin chalifin, v'haderech ligzos, hainu litol osami agof. So he says two things, and I think he's trying to say one, but you have to figure out what he's saying. In this sentence, he mentions two things. Number one is that it has to be the derech ligzos. In other words, if it's not the derech, then it's not gziza. It's not just like a patur of shelo kedarko. Gziza is depends on the derech ligzos. So pulling out a tooth, let's say an adult tooth, we'll leave aside the baby teeth for the moment, right? Pulling out an adult tooth, definitely not derech ligzos. You know, cutting off fingers, not the derech ligzos. So that is out of the question. It has to be derech ligzos. So if that's true, then I guess potentially you could start talking about the skin. Why? Because skin's little, most people don't like comb their flesh, but when you have little pieces of skin sticking out of your body, because you have chapped lips or whatever it is, then it is the derech. It is the derech to pull them off. Moreover, he says another important point, which is osin chalipin. Is osin chalipin is what makes it the derech? Perhaps. But the point is that it's obvious now, a little bit, why, well, we could start thinking about the taking off the leg. Derech, at what point? Maybe it's anything that the derech is to take it off while alive, that's gozeis. So the tzitzin are gziza because it is the derech to sometimes pull off pieces of skin that are already partially detached. Maybe. If that's really true, then you shouldn't be chayiv mishum gozeis. I don't think usually, except for maybe at the makom hashchita, you pluck feathers from a chicken when it's alive, right?
Why is there a reason it needs to be alive when you do this?
Well, if we're going to try to answer our question, it's of why can you take off the skin or the leg from the chicken? So it is a derech when it's dead.
Right, but it's not osin chalipin.
Oh, so that's the question. In other words, which one is...
I mean, he says both.
So that's the question. So if you see that osin chalipin is just a reason for the derech, then not. So what you're saying is, no, you need both. Two conditions to be chayv mishum gozeis, right? One is derech, two is osin chalipin. If you all of those two conditions, this would explain why... pulling off pieces of skin is usher, but taking off the leg of the chicken would be mutter, and even taking off an adult tooth, at the very least, pulling an adult tooth would also not be gozeis, right? So that's what he says. So and I think another interesting place where this comes up, where this, and again, maybe we'll get some clues from this discussion is like this. The Gemara in Erevin, Kuf Gimel on the base, says taking off the yabelas, some type of growth, wart or something like that, taking off a wart, is chayev mishum gozeis. Okay, so that's okay with us, right? Warts are these, they grow. It's not osin chalipin in the sense that a new wart will grow, maybe it will, but really it's the skin. In other words, that's the problem. In other words, you don't wreck your body by, hopefully, taking off that wart. Okay, so I could hear that. But here's an interesting question. Should doing a milah be gozeis? In other words, maybe osin chalipin, to go back to Yoni's point, doesn't mean what was taken off regrows, because then you should be pater for yabelas, right? Rather, it means taking off in a way that doesn't, you know, it's not mechalas akeren. It doesn't, you take off something, even if it doesn't regrow, it doesn't harm. So, is mila a malach of gozeis? So the Gemara Shabbos is like this. The Gemara, it's kuflam and vavam and aleph. The Gemara, we know that when a baby, for the first 30 days of a baby's life, we treat the baby to some degree as a suffik nefil. And we're not sure if this baby's going to live. Now we do a bris milah at 8 days. Now you're only chayv in milah if you're bar kayam, if you're not a nefil. So why should it be mutter to do a bris milah on Shabbos? Because maybe if the baby is a bar kayam, it's mutter. But if the baby is a nefil, then it's also to do milah on Shabbos because it's not chayv in milah.
Oh,
so the Gemara says, manashach is going to be okay. If it's alive, if it's a bar kayam, you're chayv. And if it's not, in other words, it would be aser, but the Torah is matir. And if it's not a bar kayama, so it's mechatech b'aser ba'almahu. So what does that mean? Chituch b'aser is clearly not gozeis. The simplest reading I thought of this Gemara, this is, by the way, the Shita Mechubat says, and Ksuba says this, is that taka, if the baby is a bar kayama, it is gozeis. If the baby isn't a bar kayama, it's chituch b'aser. What's the pshat? So I think some of the Achronim say, the pshat is, I don't remember where I saw this, but the pshat is that if you're not chayav in mila, then memela, it's not the derech to be gozeis it. In other words, it's only because there's a mitzvah to cut off this piece of flesh that cutting off that flesh becomes gozes. If there's no mitzvah to cut off the piece of flesh, then it's not gozes, because then it's just cutting off a piece of your body. I was wondering if, let's say, in America, so I don't even think it used to be, I don't know if it still is, you know, most babies are circumcised without there being a mitzvah. So maybe this Gemara wouldn't be true in America, because, I don't really think so, but it's interesting to think about it, because if it's a derech to circumcise, even without the mitzvah, so then it would be gozes regardless, in which case it should be aser. Unless you know, that's meshugayim, that's mutilation, body mutilation. Bris milah without a mitzvah is body mutilation. Even though 50% of the population does body mutilation, doesn't make it derech, because it's just mutilation. Anyhow.
Something that's healthy, why would that be called?
It's not healthy. It's mutilation.
Don't they say they do it? Nah.
Maybe. It's, so, it's an interesting hara to think about. But what I think, at least one way to read that Gemara, I'm not saying everybody reads the Gemara. What?
If let's say you assume it was true.
So that's an interesting shaila.
Would it be true even La Harmita, though? Like, if it's dead by, if, like, I don't know, guy at the morgue side, I don't know why you do that, but
they do milas after kids die, sadly. See, if somebody dies before their bris milah, then I guess you do a bris milah.
So would that be considered gozes?
If that's the derech, if they're Jewish, yeah. That would be gozes. Assuming a minhag is enough. In other words, it's not just the mitzvah that makes it gozes, but a minhag would make it gozes. Yeah. And achanami, if you cut off, you know, since the minhag is to circumcise a person who dies, somebody once told me they're in a Chevra Kedisha, and they a Jewish person died and he was uncircumcised. He said, well, they circumcised him then. So that would be, yeah, maybe that would be. That would be. Whereas if you just cut off a piece of the dead body's flesh, you cut off his finger, right, that wouldn't be Moses. And that's why it's okay. So I think we have maybe a bekitzer. What do we have? You know, a couple of possibilities how to define the melacha. One possibility, which I don't think is correct according to Mishnah Berurah, but I think might is definitely a viable possibility. I think maybe this is the Taz's view. Is the definition of melacha is cutting off a growth. If you're going to say that, then it's possible. I think maybe, say it this way, maybe there's a little bit of a limud schus. We'll see if there's other limud schus. I think I have 5 limud schus for people that bite off their lip loose skin on their lips, partially. So we might need all we could get for people who have a hard time with that. But certainly you should do it l'chat chila. But I think this is one limud schus, that cutting off skin is not gozes at all. Maybe cutting off an arla isn't gozes. The Gemara is not clearly talking about the malach of gozes, or if you say that it is gozes by milah, like the Shita Mekubet says, so then the mitzvah makes us view the arla as like a growth, not as part of the body, but something separate from the body. The arlas halev, the arlas ha'erva, and the like. Another possibility is no, it's not totally in growth, it's totally in the derech. Anything that's derech, or maybe you need 2 conditions, anything that's derech plus regrows. So I guess we have some possible working definitions and about the definition of the melacha. How do you define melechas gozes? And as we continue to study the melacha, we should look for rayos one way or the other in terms of, do we have a better way of defining this melacha? Yeah.
What about the Gemara about the relationship of knaf? Can you have like the whole wing?
No, knaf means a feather. It's not a
wing. Like a wing?
No.
Like a full, like,
no. No, I don't think so. I think tolish, I think there means pulling out a flat feather. And the Gemara talks about that in a couple of contexts, but both are like I'm saying, either pulling out a feathers from the base of shechita to make, you don't have to worry to clear up that area, mm-hmm. or pulling out a feather to make a quill or a basket or all those things.
But like a wing would definitely not be.
No. It could be I misread the Gemara. Check the arts call. But the way I read that Gemara is is it doesn't mean cutting off the wing. It means plucking out feathers, or plucking out feathers from the wings, or something like that. Okay, good. So, having sort of introduced this question of what's the get of the melacha, let's turn to actually that Gemara, the question of the debate in the Gemara of whether Tolesh is Gozes or not. Yuan Shabbos does seem to conclude Tolesh is Chayim Mishum Gozes. In the Gemara Bechoros, the Gemara is uncertain about it. Maybe we'll look at the Gemara Bechoros. And it's a Chaf Dalet. And we'll just read through it. I hope everybody brought one. We'll read through at least a part of it. I think it's sort of fundamental Gemara on many levels, both with respect to Melachas Gozes and in general we'll see about Avos and Toldos. First, I think just a question of definition. Chaf Dalet. A question of definition, defining our terms here. So, what is Tolesh versus Gozes? I think there's two ways to define it. When I first read the Gemara, I assumed that the difference between Tolesh and Gozes was that Tolesh means to pluck, and Gozes is to shear or to cut, right? Like when you shear a ziza of a lamb for the wool, right? You don't pull out the wool. That would be very painful, I think, for the poor sheep. You shear it. You take scissors or shearers, and you cut it off. That's what gozes is. A haircut would be gozes. If you pulled out your hair, that would be tolesh. That's the way I assumed the terms mean, and I think that is the view of some achronim as well. Others, this is the view of the Lecha Mishnah I saw, define the term differently. They assume tolesh is biyad, and gozes is bekli. He says that also? It's clean, yeah? Oh, I didn't notice it. Okay. Oh, maybe now you say it. Okay, good. So we have to define our terms. So those are two possible ways of defining the terms. I'm not sure how much of a difference it's going to make. Maybe it will, some degree. Usually, the two go together, right? Because usually when you pull it out, it's going to pull it out from the root. And when you use a kli to cut, it's going to cut it above the root. So, you know, 9 out of 10 times the two will go together.
What about like tweezers?
Yeah, that's what I said. 9 out of 10 times. It's conceivably there would be differences. So that's the definition of the term. As I said, it seems to me it's probably a machlokas. I'm not sure how important that is anyway. But let's read the Gemara. So just a little background for the Gemara. There's an Isser Gziza for a Bechor Behema Tahora. Right, that's a pasuk in the Torah, lo sagoz bechor tzonecha. The Torah tells us that if you have a bechor behema Torah, so you basically bring it as a karban, and you eat it as a karban. What about if there's a mum? So if a mum develops in this bechor, you don't have to redeem it like another karban. It could be just slaughtered and eaten by the owners. But there is a limitation, which is that it's sort of like Psulei Mukdashim. There's an Isser Gziza. The Isser Gziza and Isser Avoda. You can't use the animal for work, and you can't shear the animal. You just have to, you could slaughter it and eat it. So let's say I have a Bechor, Behema Tahora, has a Mum. Okay, I got lucky, hit the jackpot, right? That's why I can't be trusted to about Mumim, because, you know, I have this corrupt Kohanim. Anyway, but this Bechor has a bona fide Mum, so I'm ready to shecht it. But I'd like to get rid of some of the wool from the Makom HaShechita. And the reason is, or clear it off, pull it aside. The reason is because it's blocking access. I can't find the Makom HaShechita, or there's one of the psulim of Shechita, for those of you learning Chulin, this year is Chalada. So the hair could sort of get in the way and invalidate the Shechita. So I want to clear off some space in the neck of the animal to facilitate the Shechita. So what's the halacha? So the Mishnah quotes Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam, who says this is okay. This is okay. Permitted Latzar Shechita. So the Gemara says, what about a Yantif? right? I'm allowed to do this for in terms of the Isser Gziza D'oraisa of a Bechor, what am I allowed to do this on Yantif? So Tanu Rabbi Yosi ben Amishalom Misham deKasav Tolish Laivanu Gauzes. So one possibility is that the reason why Rabbi Yosi ben Amishalom permits this is because Tolish isn't Gauzes. In other words, when it comes to the Isser by Bechor, the Torah only prohibited Gziza, right? Lo Sagos. Gziza is Aser. So as long as this doesn't count as Gziza, as long as Tolish isn't Gozes, I'm going to be able to be Tolish, some of the Seyar from the Makom HaShechita, it's no problem. V'yom Tov Aser, Dehavei Lei Oker Dar Megdulo. But if that's the case, if the reason why it's Mutter by Bechor is because Tolish Lav Hainu Gozes, well, even if it's Lav Gozes, it's still going to be Aser on Yantif. Why? Oker Davar Megidulo. We're going to define that in one moment, but let's just see the other side for a second. Oh, Dilma, Balmas of Rabbi Yosi ben Amishalom, Tolish Hainu Gozes. No, really, Tolish is normally Gozes. Vainu Tam Shari, Davi Le, Davar Shein Miskavein. Uyom Tov, Davar Shein Miskavein Mutter. In other words, when you go ahead and you sort of, I guess, separate the wool to reveal, to make access to the Makom HaShechita, it's Davar Shein Miskavein. You're not intending to pull anything out. You're just tending to sort of pull the wool off to the side, make some room to have clear access to the skin. And that's the reason. And if it's Davar Shein Miskavein, so then it would be Mutter on Yantif. That's the Shaila. So let's, what are the Tutsdadim over here? Again, option one is the reason why it's Mutter by Bechor is Tolish Lav Hainu Gozes, in which case it's Aser on Yantif. So what does that mean? So the Gemara says it's Aser on Yantif because Oker Davar Gidulo. What's Oker Davar Gidulo? Which Melach is that? Right, it's not one of the 39 melachos. So, what you said is correct according to Ramban, but let's just start with Tosus over there. So Tosus says over there, Oker Davar Gidulo, kotzer, this is an animal, my friends. It's not a tree. Right? It means a tolda of gozes. Aye. So then why, what about Bechor? What about Bechor?
Oh.
There's no toldos for Bechor. B'chol Tarkula, exactly. In other words, toldos are unique to Melech HaShabbos. So, for the Isser Gzizos, Bechor, there's no such thing as toldos. So, only the Av is Aser. Right? The Torah says you can't do Gziza, so you can't do Gziza. So, if Tolish Lav Hainu Gozes, if Tolish isn't considered Gozes, Tolish is what? Is a told of Gozes, so then there's no Isser for Bechor. But, Mutter on, but what about Shabbos and Yantif? It's actually interesting. You know, how do you know there's Tolus and Yantif also? Tolus and Shabbos, we have a Pasuk, right? But the Pasuk isn't said by Yantif. Okay, but somehow or another, we learn from Shabbos to Yantif. So Tolus are Asr on Shabbos and Yantif. So therefore, it would be Asr on Shabbos and Yantif. That's option one in the Gemara. So as Yoni correctly noted, the Ramban disagrees. It sounds like from the Ramban that he thinks that we do hold of toldos by Kol Tarkula. This is a explicit machlokas rishonim among other places in the beginning of Bava Kamma. The Gemara in Bava Kamma at the beginning is talking about toldos for Nezikin. And there are, of course, toldos for Nezikin. So some rishonim say, you see from there that they're toldos b'kol tarkula. Other rishonim say no, like we saw in this toast, it's just toldos by Shabbos. Why is Shabbos different? Kseres akasav, heina, achas mehena, achas avos heina toldos. No, agav, that's not a pasuk by Shabbos, it's a pasuk by chatas. But from there we learn to toldos. We can't learn b'kol tarkula. If it's only Shabbos, or Shabbos and Yantif, if it's not called Tarkula, then why might it apply for Nezikin? So, there's a number of achronim that say this in different ways, the Briska Rav perhaps being the most famous, but more or less, the idea is that for Nezikin, it's not the Maisa that's the Mechayev, as much as the result, the damage, the Hefzid Mamon, the Nezek, that's the Mechayev. So if it's less Maisa-oriented, then it's more Mestaber that you don't need a Gzeres HaKasav for Toldos. It's true that there are details of the ma'isa that are relevant. There are all sorts of funny exceptions in the world of Nezikin. But still, fundamentally, the mechayev is the nezek, is the hefzid. So it's not so much ma'isa-oriented. You won't need exeris hakasav to be mechayev toldos. Whereas when it comes to most isurim, probably, they're ma'isa-oriented. So where there's exeris hakasav, like Shabbos, and Yontif maybe, by extension, so then there are toldos. Otherwise, there's not. That's the view of let's say Tostos over here in Bechoros, as well as some other Rishonim. Other Rishonim say, no, absolutely not. We always say Toldos B'chol Tarkula. Now, why would we then need a special chance custom by Shabbos? Vasa Ach Mehena. So as we said, first of all, that's not a pasuk by Shabbos. It's a pasuk by Chatos. It could be a gilui for Kol Tarkula. But even if you don't say that, the way some Rishonim put it is because you would have thought that Shabbos Dafka Avos, because you need to meet the Melachos HaMishkan. But and we learn many halachos in terms of dumi d'melachas ha-mishkan. But when it comes to kol tarkula, where there's no such requirement, so then you don't need. Anyway, one way or the other, is a very interesting discussion, and it manifests itself over here in terms of toldos b'kol tarkula. So again, the way Tosfos reads the Gemara is, the premise of the Gemara is they're not toldos b'kol tarkula, and therefore if tole shlav hainu gozes, what would it be? A told of gozes, if it's told of gozes, then it wouldn't apply to b'chor. How does the Ramban read the Gemara? The Ramban says, no. Tola shlav hainu gozes. So what is it? Kotzer. Ah, we talked about this when we talked about kotzer. If you remember the Gemara, by discussing the question of delivering a baby. Is that kotzer, right? Someone who sticks their hands into the womb and pulls out a fetus. Is that kotzer? So at least the tzad in the Gemara that told goes is lav hainu tolesh, it's okar davar gedulo. What is okar davar gedulo? Says Ramban, okar davar gedulo is which malacha? It's a tolda, I guess, of kotzer. That's the tzad in the Gemara. Ah, so now it makes perfect sense. Is there iser ktsira for a b'chor? No, only gziza. So therefore, if tolesh lav hainu gozes, so it's going to be motor for Bechor, but Aser on Shabbos and Yantiv. But if you hold Tolesh Hainu Gozeh, so then it would apply. Good. So that's the first stage in the Gemara. So again, the question is, why is it motor on Bechor? Why does Rabbi Yossi bring Mishulam Matir? Right? Option A, Tolesh Lav Hainu Gozeh, in which case it's Aser and Yantiv. Option B, Davshem is Kavein, in which case it's going to be Mutter Nyantif. The Gemara says, one second, that can't be, because we know Rav holds that Davshem is Kavein is Aser. So this isn't a good theory, because can't say the reason why it's Mutter by Bechor is because it's Davshem is Kavein, because Davshem is Kavein, right, Rav Paskin's like Yehuda. So the Gemara says, I'm skipping a little, Eliolam, Savar Rav, Davshem is Kavein is Aser. The Tolesh Lav Hainugoses. Uviyantif, Hainu Tamashari. So, right, according to what we said so far, it should be also on Yantif then. No, why is it Motar Yantif? Dehave le okradam gedulo klachar yad. It's a shinui. Okay, so that's also, we know generally speaking, shinui and rasa drabanan. So, when you see something like this, we sort of have two models, right? One is that such a big shinui is mutter. Usually, klachar yad is aser, but sometimes, if it's very significant, maybe conceptually different or practically different or a double difference, we talked about this by Borer and by Tochein and a lot of Melachos, or it could be, some Rishonim say it over here, that really it should be Aser, but Mishum Simchas Yant if they were Matir. It's very hard to Shecht without doing this, and the Chachamim wanted people to have nice, fresh meat on Yantif, so they permitted what would ordinarily be prohibited. So the Gemara asks, "V'tolish lav hainu goyz is v'atania tolish k'naf v'chot v'akotmo v'amorto chayv shal shchatos v'amrei shlakish tolish ischaim shem goyz." So we see explicitly, at least Reish Lakish rules, that tolish is gozeitz. So the Gemara answers, skipping a little, "Shani k'naf dainu orche." Right? The Gemara in Shabbos says the same point, that the normal way of pulling out a feather is through Talisha, right? You don't shear feathers, you pluck feathers. So therefore, when you pluck a feather, that's an iser deoraisa of tolesh dehainu gozes. But in this case, where you're trying to, you know, clear off the wool from the behemoth's neck, so that is an abnormal way. The normal way of doing it would be to shear it with scissors, and therefore it's kalach yad, and therefore they were matir on yad. Good. Ad kan the Gemara. Now, with this in mind, let's turn to Ramban. So I asked you to bring the Ramban. It's on Shabbos, Ein Dalam Beis. There's two Rambans I told you to look at on this part of the Malacha. On the other part of the Malacha, I told you to look at the Ramban later. But in this part of the Malacha, we have two Rambans. One is in Shabbos, one is in Bechoros. I will refer to both. The Ramban wrote Halachos on Bechoros. Like on Chala, for some reason, the Rif did not write Halachos Bechoros. So the Ramban sort of fills in writing a quasi-Rif-like commentary on Bechoros. It's printed in the back of the Gemara, and there's a very famous commentary on it called the Marit al-Ghazi, which is very lengthy. When you learn Bechoros, you learn a lot of Marit al-Ghazis. It's sort of like the Minchas Chinuch in a certain style. It's all over the place. So the Sefer is sometimes called the Marit al-Ghazi, but Marit al-Ghazi is technically speaking a commentary on the Ramban, just like the Minchas Chinuch is technically speaking a commentary on the Sefer Chinuch, even though it's not really. So the Sefer, if you want to find it, you could look at the back of the Gemaras and Bechoros, or you could get the Marit al-Ghazi Sefer. Anyway, so let's take a look. So we're going to do the one from the Chidushim and Shabbos together. And it's also worthwhile. It's mostly repetitive, but there are some differences, which we'll refer to in the Ramban in Bechoros. Okay, so this is Shabbos again, Ein Dalet Beis. We'll start from where it says, Lamadnu Achshav. Lamadnu Achshav Mefurash Atoilesh Min Ha'of Hameis Chayv Mishum Gozeis. Kedach Shachayv Gozeis Atzmo B'Shlach Nachamis. Right, so the Ramban rejects the view that there's only Gozeis Mechayim. There's also Gozeis L'Acharmisa. Like the Tosefta says, if you take off the hair from the hide, even after it's dead, that's a problem of gozes. Kemich came and mele lamanu should be yom tov mutter. Shein chiluk be mechayim lachar misa. V'nasna Torah yom tov lidachos etzam lachazu mishum ochol nefesh. So this is very important. In other words, on Yantif, we all know, let's say I want a chicken on Yantif. So I'm allowed to shech the chicken. I'm allowed to eat the chicken. To eat the chicken, the normal way to do it at least is to take off the feathers. So you could take off the feathers from the chicken to eat your chicken. So what we see from there is, he just said that there's gozes lachamisa. So taking off the feathers would normally be an iser deoraisa of gozes. So this melacha of gozes is nitan lidachos etzel ochol nefesh. V'lekel ameimar. Debeor mechayim aser mishum tolesh davar megidulo, v'hai denakte mishum gozeis lechayva l'achar shchita nami. Dechada tolde l'shnei avos lekel yolam. Fascinating point. We've already discussed this, but this is a great place to see it. Maybe he says like this. Maybe pulling out the feathers while it's alive, it's actually two malachos. It's both kotzer, tolesh, and gozes. It's both. Whereas la'achar misa, it's just one, right? And therefore, I guess let's take a step back. What's the context that we're trying to talk about over here? So the question that the Ramban and the Rashonim all deal with is, if you want to shecht a bird on Yantif, and again, to clear up the area around the neck, so you want to pluck out some feathers, is that mutter? So you'll say, oh, it's Mefurish in the Gemara Bechoros, that it's Mutter. But that's not a good Makor. Because even if you're going to say it's Mutter on Yantif to pull out the wool, right, the Gemara ultimately said that's Mutter because it's what? It's not the normal way of doing things. Bahuyat. But plucking out feathers, it is the normal way to do things, right? It would be an Isra de Oraisa to pluck out the feathers on Shabbos, right? Tolesh, that's Orche B'Knaf, right? So the Gemara says Isra de Oraisa. So L'Chayra, it should be Aser to pull out those feathers in order to Shecht from to facilitate the Shechita. So the Ramban says, no, I'll tell you the Pshat. Great Kula. You're going to have to pluck out these feathers anyway, right? When are you going to pluck them out? After you shecht the animal, you're going to have to pluck out the feathers. You're not going to eat chicken with feathers on it. So gozes is nitan lidachos, eitzel ochel nefesh. So once I'm allowed to pluck out the feathers on Yantif, because then I'm allowed to do it, mali kodem shechita, mali la'achar shechita. Since I'm allowed to be in violation of gozes la'achar shechita, so I should be allowed to pluck out the feathers before shechita. So now, the Ramban is sort of addressing objections. One possible objection to his understanding would be to say, there's no gziza la'achar misa, right? If you said there's no gziza la'achar misa, so then it wouldn't be true that gozes is nitan lidachos etzel chol nefesh. He says, no, there is gziza la'achar misa. Another objection would be to say, yeah, but when the animal's alive, it's two malachos, right? It's oker davar migidulo and gozes. When it's dead, there's no oker davar migidulo anymore. It just gozes. So then, again, it wouldn't be nitan lidachos etz ochel nefesh, because even though gziza would be nitan lidachos etz ochel nefesh, but oker davar migidulo wouldn't be. And the Ramban knows in the Havam in the Gemara, at least, that it's conceivable to have oker davar migidulo for animals. So the answer is no. Can't be. Why? Because Chada told Elishnei Avos Lakliola. Meaning to say, even though we know that conceivably one act could be chayiv for two toldos, right? Like we know Zomer Vitzarch Le'etzim is chayiv shtayim. But that's because you're trying to kill two birds with one stone. But over here, you're trying to kill one bird with one stone, right? You're just taking out the feathers. So that can't be that's both a tolda, that act, and here it's even worse, because it's always true. Every act of gozes is always an act of tolish. That can't, of ogedam yiduo. So therefore, chada tolda lishne avos lakaliola. Good. The ode. Now this is a very perplexing line. The ode. Diachi, bebehema nami biyantav litzer. Da orche hu litlosh bedavar biyad davar migidulo v'lav orche digziza alabekli. This is fascinating. Saying like this. Let's imagine that this possibility was right. Another Jew held that when you do it when it's alive, it's two malachos. What are they? Kotzer and gozes. So then, if you did it biyad, it wouldn't be a shinoi. Remember, the Gemara Bechorah said, why are you allowed to basically, at least, pluck out the hair from the sheep to do the shechita, because it's klachar yad, right? Why is klachar yad? Using a hand. Because what's the normal way to do it? Scissors, shearers. Well, let's imagine that this activity was also aser alt oker davar migidulo, alt koter. What's the normal way to do oker davar migidulo? With your hand, like plucking an apple. It's not the only normal way. A sheep, you know, wheat, you use a scythe or something, but with an apple, you use your hands. So, since using your hands is normal for kotzer, memela, it wouldn't be a shinoi. Now, this is astounding. Why? Because I always assume that what's the definition of a shinoi? You look at this particular act. Am I doing it in a mishunadik way? Then it's a shinoi. You're pater, right? If I do it in a normal way, you're chayiv. That's it. I don't look back at the Av. But the Ramban is saying, no. You want to know whether something's a shinoi or not? Even though the way you're doing this now is mudna, because nobody in the world ever pulls sheep wool off an animal with their hands. They always pull wool off the animal, cut with the scissors, right? This is the most mishunadik azach in the world. But the Av you do with your hand. So memela, this is not a shinoi anymore. Right? Is this a weird thing to do? Yes. Is it a shinoi? No. Why? Because you pluck an apple with your hands. So, this is very interesting. He's telling us over here. Now, if I just had this, and I didn't have anything else, I would say, oh, so shinois are always defined not by your particular activity, but by the av, right?
Why do you have to take this,
Well, you'll tell me an alternative. You have a different way to read it in a second. But let me just say, but that I know isn't true, because I know that in terms of the malach of gozes, we say it's weird to pull out the wool with your hand, so it's potter, right? And even mutter aniantif. But if you do that with a feather, which is a tolda of gozes, you're chayiv, right? That's what the Gemara says. So you have to say that's different, because that's a category in and of itself. Okay, you're saying you have a different way to read this. How do you want to read it?
Why can't you just say that he's making a statement that it's, and then if true, if gozes was the only malacha relevant to then when you're plucking, you're plucking accidentally, right?
Well,
or plucking on purpose, so that
right.
Would be counted. But if when you're plucking, so then that would be gozes, that'd be different. It would be gozes with shimei. But once you think there is malacha of tolesh also relevant,
right.
So tolesh is plucking, that's what tolesh is.
Tolesh meaning Ogedah Megidulo.
That's yeah, Ogedah Megidulo.
Yeah, but it's still weird. I agree. That's, I think, exactly what... I don't think that's different than what I'm saying.
The normal way to pluck hair from an animal is to pluck it.
Yeah, but it's abnormal to pluck animal from hair. Hair from an animal. I don't know. If you want to say it your way, that's fine. I don't think there's a difference. I didn't mean Lafouke that way.
Well, I think that then means that he's not defining this, making this big tradition.
He is, because it's still a strange thing. It's a huge tradition, shinoi. I would have thought that if you're doing a weird thing, that's a shinoi. It doesn't matter what the definition of the malacha is, which is what you're focusing on, or the nature of the av is, which is the way I'm saying it, right? This is weird. If it's weird, it's a shinoi. This is not the normal way of wool extraction. That's true whether the malacha of wool extraction is categorized as Okedav Migdulo or Gozes. This is an abnormal fashion of wool extraction. And he's saying, well, you want to know whether this act of extracting wool with your hands, is that a shinoi or not? You have to know what the malacha is. If the malacha is Gozes, it is. If the malacha is Okedav Migdulo, it's not, right? In other words, And there might be a difference between the way you're saying it and the way I'm saying it, and I don't know who's right. I didn't mean to take a stand on that. All I'm saying is that this is a whole, maybe it's not so radical, but for me it was radical, right? A whole new conception of figuring out shinoi. And this is something we're going to get back to throughout the years. We talk more about shinois and the like and when, right? You can't just look at this activity in an isolated way. I don't know what malacha it is. I don't know anything else. I just know this is like weird, right? And say, okay, so it's a shinoi, it's klach or yad, it's mutter or pater, whatever. No. The malacha that it's associated with may determine whether this is begeder shinoi. Okay. So that's I think, a very important, at least according to Ramban, a very important point that I think can have ramifications throughout Hilchos Shabbos. And is worth taking note of. Again, even so, let me just clarify, it's not that there's still one definition throughout, as I said. When it comes to, let's say, the Maskana of the Gemara, where Tolesh is Gozes, according to Ramban, nothing to do with Ogedah Megidulo. So when it's wool and you do it with your hands, you're Potter because of a shinoi. If it's a feather you do it with your hands, you're Chayev because it's not a shinoi. So he's not saying either that there's one definition modeled after the av, either. So that's why it's going to be complex to apply this. Okay, anyhow. And that's because tlisha is its own category, right? So therefore he says, that's his conclusion, right? His conclusion therefore is it's mutter to go ahead and pluck the feathers from the neck before Shechita to facilitate Shechita. Good. Now then the Ramban quotes that the Rambam disagrees with him, and he's very humbly says, I'm not right to argue with him, except Emes Yerodarko, In other words, I am arguing with him. So we have this machlokas, and we'll see, actually. It's not just the Rambam that argues. Many, many Rishonim disagree with this Ramban. And so it's worthwhile, I think, to think about now the Cholkim, right? The Rishonim, we could start with the Rambam, because that's the one that the Ramban quotes. Why is it that many of the Rishonim disagree with Ramban? They prohibit plucking the feathers from the neck of the bird before Shechita. So we'll start with the Rambam. Again, the Rambam in Hilchos Yantar Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel. He disagrees. He says you can't do that. So why? Why would he disagree? Or why would anybody disagree? I'll tell you what I'm going to say b'kitzur now, and then we'll elaborate on each of these 3 points. I think there are 3 hanachos that you see in this Ramban, which you could argue in all 3, and there are going to actually be Rishonim that argue in all 3 of these hanachos. And if you argue on any of these 3 hanachos, then you'll prohibit the activity. In other words, the Ramban's kula demands that you accept 3 hanachos. Number 1 is if you maintain that the whole Ramban is premised on the fact that there's no ktsira by Bigdulei Karka, right? That's what he thinks is the conclusion of the Gemara Bechoros. And that's why this is mutter, right? The Gemara had a shaila whether there's ktsira by Gedulei Karka, but since the Gemara concluded there is no ktsira by Gedulei Karka, that's why this is mutter. There's only ktsira by Gedulei Karka, and therefore there is no...
To the exclusion of behavior, right?
Yes. And therefore gozes is not... there's not ktsira by animals, right? And the Ramban acknowledges, if you held that there was kotzer by animals, then this would be aser, right? So that's premise number 1. So if there's anyone that's going to say that there is ktsira by animals, we'll see in a second, that's among others the view of the Urayim, so then they would agree this is aser, right? Because ktsira is not nitan lidachos eitz olchon nefesh. It'll be permissible to pluck out the feathers after it's dead, but not before. That's premise number 1, you could argue. Premise number 2, you could argue with, is if you hold that there's no gziza lachar misa, right? Because then, again, the Ramban school is premised off of the fact that gziza is nitan lidachos, etz ochel nefesh. You're going to have to do gziza anyway. After I slaughter the animal, I'm going to need to do gziza. So once I'm allowed to do gziza for ochel nefesh, I can do it before I slaughter it. Well, if you think that there's no gziza on dead animals, so then it's also going to be mutter. It's also going to be aser, because you could no longer say that gziza is nitan lidachos eitz ochel nefesh. No, the Torah never permits gziza for ochel nefesh. And finally, hanacha number 3 is, can you make this jump, which the Ramban makes, the most interesting one, I think, which is to say that since this is mutter after shechita, it's going to be mutter before shechita, right? It's nitan lidachos after, so it's nitan lidachos before. Okay, so we'll see Rishonim challenge each of those 3 assumptions. So let's start with number 1. Number 1, as we said, is that the Ramban is premised on the fact that there is no such thing as meleches kotzer for animals. So there's the Shita Laran on Daf Tzadi Daled on our Shabbos by the Isser of nail cutting quotes Yesh Mefarshim that the reason why cutting nails is aser because of ktsira. And he says it's wrong because, like the Ramban says, there's no ktsira only for gidulei karka. People aren't gidulei karka, taz notwithstanding. So, first of all, stamazay, it's very interesting. This goes back to our first discussion. Why did this Yesh Mefarshim in the Ran assume that it's not kotzer? It's not gozes, right? Obviously, the Yesh Mefarshim held that nail cutting should not be seen as gozes. Well, why not? Why not? So that brings us back to the first discussion. But anyway, so that's one view, one opinion in the Rishonim, though rejected by the Ran, who says that there is ktsira for animals or people. This might also be the view of the Rambam. We actually discussed this a little earlier back when we did Kotzer. We didn't get into so much then. I don't think we're going to get into it so much now. But some Achronim among them the Minchas Chinuch, then Rebina, argue that the view of the Rambam is that you're actually chayv shtayim for when the animal's alive, both because of kotzer and because of gozes. Why they say this in the Rambam, you can take a look. Even if the Rambam doesn't say it, when we talked about this the first time, we were skeptical about their pshat in the Rambam, but the Urim does say it. The Urim writes explicitly, when he talks about Melechas Kotzer, he mentions, you know, it's always Kedai, if you haven't done it yet, you should start doing it now, to look at the Urim on every Melacha. When you start a new Melacha, do the Urim first. He goes through, has like a little bit on each Melacha. Also, if you have a chance, give the Or Zeruah on each Melacha. Because he brings up all the Gemaras that talk about the Melacha and all the Toldos and the like. Anyway, in the Urim, so he mentions that Gozes, he mentions nail cutting as a Tolda of Melechas Kotzer, and he mentions nail cutting as a Tolda of Melechas Gozes. So, apparently, even though the Ramban said that there's no such thing as Nei Toldos Le Melacha Achas, the Urim disagrees. And that's not a problem. So, if you hold like the Urim, or maybe the Rambam, again, some Achronim say that's why the Rambam asers this on Yantif, asers the plucking of the feathers, because he holds like the Urim. So then it's clear why this would be aser on Yantif. Okay. Hanacha number two that we said is that if you hold that there's no gziza lachamisa, so we already mentioned that Rashi al-Rif is of this view, the Trumas Hadeshin is of this view, I think the Urim's of this view. So then that's another reason to argue with the Ramban. As I said, the third and most interesting one is found in the Rush in Bechoros. So if you could take a look, please open up. I forgot to tell you to make sure to bring a Bechoros with a Rush. But if not, I'll read it out loud. It's Perek Gimel Halacha Hey. We're going to read towards the end. The Ramban, the Rush quotes the Ramban Barichos. And we're going to read where he challenges towards the end. After it says, Ad Kan Divrei Ramban. So we're going to start from where it says, Umasha Kasav, Shemuter Ligzos, Letzarch Ochel Nefesh, Mechayim, Kemo Lachar Shchita, Lo Nehirali, Devadei Lachar Shchita, Kevin Dekvar Hutra Lecho, V'yefshel Ochla Belo Tlisha, Lo Tlisha Snotza, Mutter Letolsha, Kemo Shemuter, Letzloso Levashla. After you've shechted the animal, so just like it's mutter to cook it, so it's mutter to take out the feathers, because that's the only way to eat it. Aval ba'od shelo nishchita, koma de'avid machshire ochel nefesh. De'av shelo me'avid me'as bahu v'asar. Fascinating. It's ochel nefesh to pluck the feathers after shchita. Before shchita, what is it? It's machshire ochel nefesh. And not only that, but there's a principle that we don't permit machshirei ochel nefesh to asher lavin mibod yom. So you could have done this on Erev Yantif, right? You couldn't have done the shechita on Erev Yantif. Then your animal, you know, you'd have spoiled meat. But there's no reason why before Yantif you could have found the chicken you wanted to shecht and pull out the feathers by the neck area and shechted it and then done, you know, what you're going to do the next day. Do it today. Still be fresh chicken. It's not going to grow new feathers so fast, right? So this is machshirin, and therefore it's aser. In other words, what did the Ramban say? Just like it's mutter on Yantif, so just like it's mutter after Shechita, so it's mutter before Shechita, says the Rush. You can't make that jump. Because before Shechita, it's begeder machshirei ochel nefesh, and la'achar Shechita, it's begeder ochel nefesh. And he brings an interesting parallel. We don't just say anything that facilitates eating meat on Yantif is mutter. For example, are you allowed to go outside of the tchum to get your animal to shecht? That's clear. You can't. So, too, you shouldn't be able to pluck the feathers. This is a chiddush on many levels. First of all, could be that the reason why you can't go outside of the tchum to get your animal is because there's no heter of ochel nefesh for tchumin. Maybe the heter of ochel nefesh is only said for melachos, right? Go back to the Ramban. What's a Ramban? Right? What's melachos ochel nefesh? What's the reason why it's mutter? Because the Torah, it's not like a kulav for simchos yantif, like the Shagazaria says. No, the Torah never asered ochel nefesh. It only asered melachos avoda, right? There's two categories of malacha. There's malachas avoda, that's also on Shabbos and Yantif, and then there's malachas hana, that's only also on Shabbos. So there's no heter of tchumen, because tchumen isn't malacha. There's only a heter of ochel nefesh if something is malacha. It's not malacha, there's no heter of malachas ochel nefesh. So that's very interesting. The Ramban, maybe he learns like the Ramban. Maybe the Rosh learns like Shach Zariah. One way or the other. That's one chiddush. The Magen Avraham, Simen Tov Tzadi Ches Sif Katan Chav Dalet, has another question on this Rosh. He says that we know, don't tell me that anything prior to Shechita is Begader Hechsher Ochal Nefesh, Mechsher Ochal Nefesh. Why? Because you're allowed to do Hotza'ah to do shechita. Now, let's say there's no Erev, so I'm allowed to carry my knife outside to shecht my cow. So why isn't that machshirin? And the machshirin she'efshem yibod yom. So you see, just because for shechita, like, it's not automatically machshirin like the Rosh says. Anyway, maybe the Ramban, the Rosh thinks that Hotzah is different. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Why? Machagrua, I'm not sure. We'll get back to all this later, because you know, when we learn Mesachas Be'ah. Anyway, this is, maybe this summer we'll do Hilchos Yantif. What? Maybe also. Next summer we'll do Yantif. Okay. Either way, we'll get back to it, whether we do Yantif or Hotzah. It's Shaykh to both. Fine. So that is the Ramban. Now, the Ramban, we don't really have time for this, but the Ramban adds in Hilchos Bechoros, it's on Yud Ches on the base, but that be a riff if you want. Another reason to be makel on Yantif, and that's because of a heter of Simchas Yantif. And he says like this. He says, pulling out the feathers, let's say you disagree with this whole analysis, right? You disagree with this whole analysis. So now plucking out the feathers is an Isser D'oraisa beforehand, right? As you hold like the Rosh, you hold like the Ramban, or you hold like the Reim, or all those people, right? But is it really Nisr D'oraisa to pluck out those feathers to facilitate the Shechita? No, what is it? Yeah, it's Malachin Zagufa, good. So just like they were Matir Shinoi, they were also Matir Malachin Zagufa. They're Matir Shinoi L'Tzach Simchus Yantif, like the Gemara says, you could pull out the wool from the neck. So too, they're Matir in Zagufa. But this, the Rosh says, how could you compare? Right? Can't compare in a Shechel Gufa to Shinui. So here you also see a very important principle. Ramban here sees from this Gemara in Bechoros a general principle that's potentially very far-reaching. Every Isser de Rabbanan we waive for Simchas Yantif, well, every? I don't know. But that's what he seems like he's saying, right? We're Matir Shinui, and from Shinui we could jump to in Shechel Gufa. We're Medama Milsa LeMilsa. Other Rishonim say, no, how could you be Medama Milsa Milsa? Right, just take a look at the Rosh again. V'ma shekasav, mishum lachshin shechel gufa, kasavti lel b'shem ri, dein ledamu sishum lachshin shechel gufa, lo kodam gedula, klachar yad. And he concludes, v'amach mechav lo vracha. So this also is a very interesting debate. In Hilchos Yantif and maybe throughout Maseches Shabbos, the degree to which we can medaber milsa lemilsas. There's two reasons why to disagree with the Ramban. One is maybe generally we're not medaber milsa lemilsa, we don't medaber shvus to shvus and the like. Or B, even if you think generally we are, we know that enes shechel gufa is the most chamor, right? Now,
wouldn't the Ramban l'shitas think this is malacha shechel gufa?
No, it's not for tikkun. You're not making beautifying the chicken. It's just getting a bad thing out of the way. If you're like, you know, if you're giving a haircut to your puppy, you know, your poodle, to make it look, you know, ready for the show, that would be shechel gufa. But now, so this relates to, just one marmoko, where we discussed this already. Remember, the Gemara said, according to most Rishonim in Ksubos, that for chol shem bo sakana, what could you do? Shinui, right? And some Rishonim said, hu adin ein shechel gufa. Who said that? Tosfos. Right? So, many Rishonim disagreed. Right? So, in many places, we have this question. When we permit one thing, like for something like a shinui, do we see, all melachos d'rabbanan are out the window? Some? Is tefich l'gufa more chamor? So these are, that's a very interesting question. How do we paskin on the shayla? So tzilchos yantav shayla, we're not going to get into it, but if you just take a look, simen taf tzadi chesiv gimel, yud gimel, we paskin like the Rosh and the Rambam, that it's also to pluck the feathers, mi beis hashchita. The Magen Avraham, sifkat m'chaf dalad, mentions the reason of the Rosh. Take a look. Machzor Shekel is an interesting ha'ara in the Magen Avraham, but not for now. Okay. Tomorrow, i.e. Wednesday, we'll start with the Gemara and Tzadi Dalad on the base. We're going to talk about haircuts and nail cuts. And especially, we're going to focus on the Ramban on Daf Kuf Vav. We already talked about this in Melechus Boer, but we're going to get back to it because it's too much fun to skip. And that's on the question of what is the definition of Tzvichel Gufa and why or whether haircuts are Tzvichel Gufa or not. Okay.